Tuesday, November the 10th. My nipples have swollen. I'm turning into a girl. Wednesday, November the 11th. Veterans Day, USA. Remembrance Day, Canada. Full moon. Dr. Gray has struck me off his list. He said nipple swelling is common in boys. Usually they get it when they are 12 and a half. Dr. Gray said I was emotionally and physically immature. How can I be immature? I have had a rejection letter from the BBC. And how could I have walked to the surgery with swollen nipples? I don't know why he calls it a surgery anyway. He never does any surgery in it. Thursday, November the 12th. Told Mr. Jones I couldn't do PE because of swollen nipples. He was extremely crude in his attitude. I don't know what they teach them at teacher training college. Friday, November the 13th. Pandora and I had a frank talk about our relationship tonight. She doesn't want to marry me in 2 years' time. She wants to have a career instead. Naturally, I am devastated by this blow. I told her I wouldn't mind her having a little job in a cake shop or something after our wedding. But she said she intended to go to university and that the only time she would enter a cake shop would be to buy a large crusty. Harsh words were exchanged between us. Hers were harsher than mine. Saturday, November the 14th. Charred Now magazines are blowing all over our cul-de-sac. They seem to have special powers of survival. The council have sent a special cleaning squad to try and trap them all. The dog's ears are now clear of cotton wool. It only pretends not to hear. Went to see BB, but he is out with Queenie. She is pushing him around the leisure centre. Sunday, November the 15th, 22nd after Trinity. Read A Town Like Alice by Neville Shute. It is dead brill. I wish I had an intellectual friend whom I could discuss great literature with. My father thinks A Town Like Alice was written by Lewis Carroll. Monday, November the 16th. I came home from school with a headache. All the noise and shouting and bullying is getting me down. Surely teachers should be better behaved. Tuesday, November the 17th. My father is a serious worry to me. Even the continuing news of Princess Diana's conception does not cheer him up. Grandma has already knitted 3 pairs of booties and sent them off care of Buckingham Palace. She is a true patriot. Wednesday, November the 18th. Moon's last quarter. The trees are stark naked. Their autumnal clothes litter the pavements. Council sweepers apply fire, thus creating municipal pyres. I, Adrian Mole, kick them and burn my hush puppies. I have copied it out carefully and sent it to John Tidyman at the BBC. He strikes me as a man who might like poems about autumn leaves. I have got to get something broadcast or printed soon, else Pandora will lose all respect for me.